The Gemara in the fourth chapter in Masechet Brachot asks the question, what is the reason why we have the tefillos that we have? One explanation is that tefillos, avos tiknum, they correspond to our forefathers, to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, who instituted Shacharis Mincha and Maariv respectfully. However, according to another opinion, it's not based on the avos, but rather tefillos connected to Midian tiknum, that the davening that we have corresponds to the karbanos in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, so too we daven, although we do not have the Beis HaMikdash, by our words, it's as though the sacrifices and the karbanos were being offered. And the Gemara discusses this in greater detail and says, for example, the reason for the specific times that we have until the davening is because that's how long they had to bring those sacrifices. For example, the reason for Shacharis is connected the Tomid Shel Shachar, the morning sacrifice that was Tomid constantly brought, that they had until the fourth hour to bring it, and therefore that's how long we have also to daven Shacharis. The purpose of Tefillas Mincha, why do we daven Mincha, the afternoon Tefillah, is connected the Tomid Shel Ben Harboyim. There was another sacrifice that was brought every day, the sacrifice, the Tomid, which was in the afternoon, that it was brought until the evening, so too one can daven mincha until that time. And finally, the significance of Maariv, of davening tefillos arvit, corresponds to the evarim upadarim shonis achul mev'erev. There was no sacrifice, but any of the fats or limbs that were not consumed on the mizbeach, on the altar, one had the entire evening to bring them, and therefore we daven Maariv in instead. With that said, we can now turn to the next halacha, presented by the Shulchan Aruch. He says that Hatzfilah, our davening now, is b'makom hakarban, is instead, or because of the sacrifices that were brought in the days of the Beis HaMikdash. And then he continues and says that when you study the halachos, many of the laws which are derived from the karbanos should also apply to the way we daven. And therefore, when a person thinks about their karbanos, the way that they were brought, that's also the way we're supposed to daven nowadays. Therefore, he says, to be cautious, that we should have a similar intention when we daven, the same way the person, when they brought their karbanos, had certain intentions and kavanos, we also should have the same thing. That a person should not have any foreign thoughts in the middle of the davening. That not only was it necessary when you brought the sacrifice that it had to be perfect, it had to be mum or blemish free, but also there's the machshava, even the thought process when the person was bringing the sacrifice, there are certain things which would forbid or make the sacrifice pigle or no longer valid. So too, when we daven, because our davening is comparable to the karbanos, we also have to make sure not only that we're saying the right words, but just like the karbon, we also have to have the proper machshava. We also have to be thinking the proper thoughts as well. And then he continues and says, "Umu'umud dumi da'avoda," and we stand during the Shemona Esrei, just like the service which was done in the Beis Hamikdash was also done standing. Ukvias makom kabar karbanos, and as we mentioned and touched upon previously, not only should we have a set shul to daven, but also a specific makom kavua, place to daven in that shul, kamar karbanos, just like the sacrifices. Shechol echad kavua mimkomo, that every sacrifice was brought in a specific place, l'shchitaso, with regard to its being slaughtered, numatin damo, and also the sprinkling, the placing of its blood on the mizbeach. So therefore, when a person davens, to be able to make the exact same halachos of that which is done by the karbanos. Similarly, he says, he mentioned, where at all possible, a person should not have anything which separates them from a wall. And we discussed the reasons for that. But here he says, that it's necessary that when the sacrifice was used, and they would use a vessel, there could not be anything which would separate it from the vessel. A person is allowed to have a chatzitza, something which separates in the sacrifice. So too a person, when they daven, should bear right up against the wall, where at all possible. Beroy says it's befitting, shiulo mabushim no'im yuchadim utfila. That's, we see sometimes, you know, people will wear a special garment, specifically when it comes to davening. And what's the significance of this? It says, of course, we know that one element is we're standing in front of a king, we would dress in a nice manner, were it all possible, so certainly in front of Hashem. But here he gives a different explanation. Why is it a person should wear special garments, specifically by the tefillah, by davening? Kamo big day kahuna. Just like when it comes to the Kohanim wouldn't wear their street clothes when it came to the avod in the Beis HaMikdash. They would have to put on their special garments, their four garments, the Kohen Gadol, special eight garments. And that's how they would be able to only perform the Avodah in such a status, only wearing these garments. So therefore it's recommended, says the Mechaber, that a person should follow suit to wear such clothing, to be able to wear something special specifically for the Avodah. Elo, he says, Shinkol Adam Yochel Avazvez Alzeh, not everyone could be as particular in this matter that they're going to have a complete wardrobe change every time they daven. And we call Makom Tohu, he says it's good, Shihul Mechnasayim Yuchadim L'Tvila Mishem Nekios. Out of all the clothes that he chooses, he says, make sure you at least wear some nice pants when you daven, because of Nekios, because of cleanliness reasons. What was that?
Especially if you daven before the Yomit.
Oh.
My Rebbe stressed the hat.
He apparently it says Rebbe Mechnasayim. Maybe mistranslated the word, but it says pants. So anyway, the point of this that we at least we can see here, the significance of the tefillah is, although unfortunately we live in the generation without the Beis HaMikdash, we're able to elevate our tefillos as much as possible to the extent that they are comparable to karbanos, and therefore by following all these halachos as we daven, in Emir Tashem, we'll one day reach a time when we will not have to follow these halachos as such, in order to be able to act as though we're bringing a sacrifice, but rather one day, Emet Hashem, we'll actually bring karbanos, b'mher b'amenu, that when the Mashiach comes speedily in our day. So, b'chanan b'chad shor, z'chadosh baruch, z'chadosh v'yichor, karbahem, t'amet, z'shnemar, adonai, chafetz, amantzit, koyadil, t'ra, v'yadir, kadosh.